Here is your hard and heavy headlines with all that matters in the biz this week.
Hey, what's up? It's Emmy Mack here with your hard and heavy headlines for today. And first off, guess which iconic Aussie nu metal band is making a comeback? Yeah, it's official. Sunk Loto are back. They're reuniting after a 15-year hiatus, and they've announced a couple of live shows in Queensland. Wonder if this means it will see any new music anytime soon. We've seen a few high-profile band member splits this week. So first of all, our Spirit Box have parted ways with their bassist, Bill Crook. They've said the decision is mutual and there's no hard feelings. Also, Evanescence have split with their longtime guitarist, Jen Majura, but she's taken to social media to say the decision wasn't hers. Bit of a sad one from over in the US. Police are investigating after a man was found dead in the car park of a My Chemical Romance show. Yeah, the tragedy is unexplained, but the cops say they're not treating it as suspicious. Bit of tour news. Soil Work are coming our way. Yeah, the Swedish melodic deathcore faves are coming to Australia this November, and they've got shows in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Brisbane and Perth. And finally, the guitar Kurt Cobain played in Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit video has sold for a mind-boggling $4.6 million US at auction. And yeah, that officially makes it the world's most expensive guitar. Now you're up to date on all the latest rock, punk and metal news. And for more updates, keep it locked right here on Triple M Hard and Heavy.
For the latest tour news, killer album releases and a hit of nostalgia for good measure, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app.